right, here we go. Mark Mix is the National Right to Work Foundation president. And he says that there's been a sleight of hand. There's been a sleight of hand trapping Michigan construction workers in a very unpopular union. Mark, welcome back to the program.
Yeah, Steve, good to be on with you. This one's got all the elements of a nice, juicy mystery story with a bad ending for workers. And unfortunately, that's not a surprise under the current administration. We've been trying to help some employees at Reith Riley Construction Company in Michigan get rid of the Union of Operating Engineers Local 325-4 in their workplace. It starts with a strike back in 2019. It develops with two petitions to decertify the union in 2020. It goes to a vote in October 2020, Steve. Now, pay attention here. This is where it gets interesting. The NLRB says the workers' votes can vote, and the vote count is supposed to occur on November 9th, 2020. But on November 3rd, 2020, something really interesting happens in the country. And all of a sudden, hours before the votes are going to be counted, the NLRB rules, no, wait a minute, there's a problem. And so we have to take this under further advisement, and the votes will not be counted. They will be impounded, and we will go through a process of trying to decipher whether or not the union's unfair labor practice charge against the employer had anything to do with these employees trying to decertify the union. And, Steve, the story continues into June 21st of this year, and the NLRB now rules that, no, the votes won't be counted, that the somehow there was some kind of malfeasance, although there was never a hearing about the unfair labor practice charges. They were just allegations by the union. And so the NLRB says, you know what, we're not going to count the votes. We're probably going to throw them in the trash. That's employee rights under the National Labor Relations Act under Joe Biden, Steve.
So the votes were taken to decertify the union.
Yes.
Yes. And then they just stopped and waited until Joe Biden was in office, and then they just throw it all out and say, well, you didn't decertify the union. But they did decertify the union.
Well, they had the vote, and the votes were never counted. They literally hours before the vote count was to occur on November 9th, 2020, the NLRB regional director says, wait a minute, we gotta look at this a little bit more thoroughly. And I'm using my finger quotes, Steve. Because the election had occurred, Biden's been elected, they know there's going to be a new general counsel, they know there's going to be a new National Labor Relations Board, so if they can just run the clock, they can throw the election out, and that's exactly what they did last week. It's, you know, it's really outrageous.
Right. I would say that is absolutely true. Absolutely true. And so how do you fix that?
Well, it's going to be interesting. I think there may be a chance to come back and reapply this to the board, but it's, you know, Steve, it's no surprise. I mean, this National Labor Relations Board, whenever Barack Obama or Joe Biden or Bill Clinton get control of it, which they've had for many years, you know, 12 under Obama, or excuse me, 8 under Obama, 8 under Clinton, and now 4 under Biden, or, well, 2.5 or 3, whatever we are, it's so hard to keep track. Because there's so much going on. But they just flip the switch for union power over workers. And they say that the National Labor Relations Act is for employee rights. But in this case, where workers were trying to get rid of a union, you know, the NLRB steps in and puts their finger on the scale and says, no. We're going to give the union officials more power over the workers. And that's really what happened. I mean, this national policy, this federal policy of labor law has turned into a battle of big business versus big labor, and the employees are left on the sidelines for decisions like this that take away their rights. Now, Steve, you might be surprised, but probably not, that when you certify a union, you know, none of this happens. The certification votes are counted immediately, and, you know, if the union wins, everything's honky-dory. And
but here's the thing. They don't have to be a member of the union, do they?
They do not, but they will be forced to be represented by the union if the union is the bargaining agent for the employees. They all have to allow the union to speak for them. And these workers who went out on strike thought the union was doing a pretty poor job, so they got the number of signatures required to try to throw the union out. But the NLRB won't let them.
Okay, well, that's interesting. So what happens next then, Mark? I mean, I get that the left hates, you know, this right to work stuff, and they'd like to figure out how to make it illegal, which makes no sense, of course, because it's all in the pursuit of democracy, right? Democracy, which they talk about all the time but really don't mean. So
yeah.
What's next?
Well, we're going to look at this, and we'll probably go back to the board, the full board, which is a five-member board with Biden appointees and a holdover Democrat from the Trump administration. We'll go back to them and say that what's happened here in the region is not right, and that certain procedures were violated by the NLRB, like this evidentiary hearing as to whether or not the unfair labor practice charge that the union filed had anything to do with the decertification election. Because what happens, Steve, the moment employees try to get rid of a union, the union will file these ULPs, unfair labor practice charges, to try to block the election from occurring. And the question is, does the unfair labor practice charge have anything to do with the election, or is it just a design to basically stop or slow the process down so that the union can get it right? So we're going to try to go back to the board. We get a chance to go back to them, but with this board already ruling that this Wright to Riley decision by the regional director was fine and this election can't be counted, these votes can't be counted, I'm not sure how successful we're going to be. And now we're into our, what, third year of the fight. Yep.
Unbelievable. Mark Mix, National Right to Work Foundation president. Mark, as always, thank you for being here, and please keep us up to speed on what's going on.
We'll do it, Steve. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Still to come today, the Michigan Chamber will be here. Remember, michamber.com, michamber.com is the place that you need to be if you're a business, to help you navigate tricky questions. Make sure you have the right postings and you have the official information that you must have posted, those sorts of things. Never miss a beat with the Michigan Chamber. Listen, they've got resources. They've got experience. I've always been a member of the Chamber. Every company I've owned. MIChamber.com. MIChamber.com. And coming a little bit later, in fact, we'll have Mike Alamo from the Chamber. We'll be talking with him in just a second here on the Steve Gruber Show.